This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. It's great to share morning devotions with you today. If you ever counted them, but in 24 hours, you've got 86,400 seconds. Now, maybe that's not very relevant. And we do have a lot of time to spend each day doing something or going to bed and sleeping. But we find that the time goes by very fast. You probably said that, how often the days just shoot by. I don't know where time went, we say. We're told, of course, to make the best use of time, not to waste time, but I want to suggest a different angle to this. It's the opposite, this. We're not very good at actually slowing down and taking time out. We live in a society that says faster must mean better. And everywhere we look, we're being told, get it now, get it quick. And so the question is, why is everything so urgent? It seems that everything must be fast. For example, driving home on the Sydney roads, of course, shows that very clearly. Everyone's in a hurry. And not many people are very courteous on the road. If you do slow down, someone behind you will beep their horn at you. So does this mean that we've got a problem in life in not slowing down enough? I think there's a problem here. The early church fathers, you know, were very good at what was called holy leisure. That meant taking time out to be silent and spending time in prayer and meditation. And that's something that, by and large, we've lost today. And these people, they didn't waste time. They just made time to slow down, to spend time seeking in the presence of God. A couple of years ago, Bishop Stephen Cottrell in the UK wrote a small book called Do Nothing to Change Your Life. Now, he was inspired to write this book. One day it happened that he was at Dublin Airport and he had to, through a mix-up in the planes, he had to wait 5 hours for his plane. He was quite annoyed and he just wanted to try and do something with the time. He got cranky about it, but then he stopped and he thought, well, no, I've got to pray and reflect about this. He was, after all, a bishop. So he wrote this book called Do Nothing to Change Your Life. He was very concerned that people were burned out. People generally in his parish and in his observations were not taking care of themselves. And he said that research showed that on average, people have lost about 2 hours of sleep every night. Well, that's probably right. We're working longer, emails demanding more time for us, and we've got this culture, this 24/7 culture, which keeps pushing. Anyway, the bishop went to his local train station and handed out egg timers, and he asked the commuters when they got off the train to stop for 3 minutes of silence with the egg timer. Well, he said this, "Well, I think it's true that we do need to be still and hear what God says." It's true, isn't it? We need time to stop, reflect on ourselves, our own lives, and to stop and think about God. And I think it's very important we consider our own relationship with God. In fact, it says in the Old Testament in Psalm 46 verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." Now another translation of that actually lines up more closely with the original Hebrew. It says, "Let go and know that I am God." Now that sense of letting go is like unclenching your fist or releasing an enemy from your grasp. That's the original meaning. And so in our lives, time itself can seem like the enemy. But as Bishop Cottrell said, take 3 minutes of each day. Observe the rituals that reward you with 3 minutes of having to wait. Make a pot of tea, but warm the pot first, he said. Don't empty the dishwasher while you wait. Just be still and wait on God. Of course, it's very simple kind of stuff, isn't it? But it's very necessary. When God says to you, "I love you, I want to share my life with you," but how can he if you're too busy? I wonder if a lot of our busyness is a way of covering up questions like, what if there is a God? What does he require of me? But in these moments of quietness, we need and we're forced to stop and think. And if you read the New Testament, you'll notice Jesus, he never lived a rushed life. He of course, lived the perfect life, but he accomplished probably more than anybody else. Never in a hurry. He had a great purpose with much to do, but he always had time to spend in prayer alone with his Heavenly Father, and he got everything done. So may God help us to take advantage of the silent times. Well, Lord, we do acknowledge that we're in too much of a rush. Slow us down, Lord. Help us to understand those quiet moments. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.